Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Lok Sabha polls will be conducted in 7 phases beginning 19th of next month and the counting will take place on 4th June. The polling for the first phase in 102 Lok Sabha seats will be conducted on 19th April, the second phase for 89 seats on 26th April, the third phase will be held on 7th May for 94 seats, while 96 seats will go to poll in the fourth phase on 13th May. In the fifth phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies will go to poll on 28th May, while in the sixth phase, 57 seats will have voting on 25th May, and the last and the seventh phase will be held on 1st June in 57 Lok Sabha seats. The Election Commission yesterday announced the poll schedule for the general election 2024. With the announcement of the poll schedule, the mode of conduct has come into force. Announcing the schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that ECI team is fully prepared for the biggest festival of Indian democracy. He said the country has 97 crore registered voters and over 10.5 lakh polling stations manned by 1.5 crore personnel. He added there will be 1.82 crore first-time voters in this election. Kumar highlighted that the Commission is ready to facilitate vote from home for electors over 85 years of age and for persons with disabilities. He also said political parties will have to explain why they have fielded a candidate with serious criminal cases in the elections. The CEC said the daunting challenges in conducting free and fair elections are muscle, money, misinformation and MCC violations. The Election Commission of India today announced the poll schedule for the general elections to the 18th Lok Sabha and the 11th State Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh, along with three other states, Sikkim, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. In Arunachal Pradesh, simultaneous elections will be held in a single phase on 19th April and votes counting will take place on 4th June. Date of issue of gazette notification is 28th March. The last date of filing nominations is 27th March, while the date of scrutiny of nominations will be 28 March and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 30th March. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Singh said that total number of electors in the state as of 5th January 2024 is 8,82,816 with 4,33,760 males and 4,49,050 females. Photo electoral roll coverage is 100% and electoral photo identity card coverage is 100%. There will be 2,226 polling stations spread over the entire state. Polling station number 2, Pumau Primary School under Longding Assembly Constituency with 1,462 voters has the highest number of electors in the state. The polling station with least number of electors is Malugam Temporary Structure in Malugam Village under Hyulian Assembly Constituency with one female voter. Polling station number 18, Luguthang under Mukto Constituency is the highest polling station located at an altitude of about 13,383 feet. All necessary arrangements to conduct the elections have already been completed in the state. Electronic voting machines and voter verifiable paper audit trial will be used in all the polling stations. The Confederation of Service Associations of Arunachal Pradesh has appealed to the state government to provide sufficient security cover for the government employees being engaged in election duties for the simultaneous polls to Lok Sabha and State Legislative Assembly. Narrating the plight of poll officials who are often targeted during the elections, the COSAP said that the candidates contesting the ensuing elections should tell their supporters and workers not to target government employees during the polls, rather cooperate with them in carrying out the election duties successfully. Rajiv Gandhi University Doimukh has been accredited with a 3.02 cumulative grade point average and awarded an A grade by National Assessment and Accreditation Council on Friday. While informing this, RJU Vice Chancellor Professor Saket Kushwaha said it is a moment of celebration for entire RJU fraternity and is a testament to the university's commitment to excellence in higher education and relentless pursuit of academic quality and standards. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.